Fast Talking Tuesday.
What's going on with America?
Because everyone knows it's ridiculous.
You got game?
It's a mess.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back.
This is Trash Talking Tuesday.
Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Welcoming right now our Second Amendment advocate, Gun Owners of America Representative Luis Valdez. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. It is a pleasure to be on the air, and it's going to be an exciting and interesting week.
Can you believe it? We're 7 days away, although we say 7 days, that's election day. But what do you think the odds are that we'll actually know by, midnight that night?
You know, I think for Florida especially, we will know before midnight.
Yeah, I think it'll be totally positive.
Yeah. Florida, I think Florida is going to go in our favor and that there's not going to be any other issues. Now, in regards to some of the key swing states, you have states like Pennsylvania and Georgia and Arizona. You know, they're going back and forth. That's going to be the moneymaker. And it's interesting, as a Floridian, I remember growing up in Florida being a swing state. Now we're not. So it's weird seeing it from the other side.
One of the things that occurred, because I was following along 2 years ago, and there were a lot of Hispanics that were moving into Florida. Some were coming from Puerto Rico and other places. And they said, well, that's going to upset the balance, and it's going to looks like Florida might start leaning more Democrat. But a lot of these people were entrepreneurs, hardworking family people, and turns out a lot of them began to vote Republican. So that was the beginning of the end for their stronghold, the Democrats in the state of Florida, for sure.
Yeah, the Cuban, Puerto Rican, and Venezuelan populations and that have been moving here, they are staunchly conservative. These are all people that are tired of government authoritarianism in one form or another. With the Cubans and Venezuelans, it's communism. With the Puerto Ricans moving to the mainland, it's just democratic liberal policies on the island. They've all seen the wonders of government, and they all hate it. And as a Cuban myself, I can tell you this, we are staunchly conservative, we're staunchly pro-liberty, and we're staunch gun owners. And the same goes for my wife, born and raised in Puerto Rico.
So I was watching a part of an interview with Shannon Sharpe and Kamala Harris, and she actually said if Trump gets elected, he's going to dismantle the Constitution, and he's going to start with the First and Second Amendments. I couldn't believe it when the words came out of her mouth. What do you think would be a better protector of the Second Amendment, Trump or Harris?
Well, I can tell you this. It ain't going to be Kamala Harris. And back in 2005, 2006, she supported San Francisco's Proposition H, which was an outright ban of handguns in the city of San Francisco. And she did this while she was the prosecutor or the attorney general. I forget what her position was, but she wielded political power already in California. And luckily that was struck down by the courts, but she's already outright supported absolute gun control. So we know where she stands on the Second Amendment. We know where she stands on the First Amendment. We know that when she was the Attorney General for California, she extended nonviolent marijuana sentences just so she could have the labor in the California prison firefighting program. For people that don't know, California has prisoners who become firefighters. And she literally extended their sentences to keep those people serving their time, who actually serve their time, in those firefighting units because, you know, as California goes, they don't actually manage anything properly and they just have wildfires. So she figured, hey, it's cheaper to have prisoners serve as firefighters.
Wow. That's crazy. I also want to touch on how important the down ballot is. I mean, people might be fed up with the direction of, you know, Biden Harris, but still maybe they don't pay attention to the rest of the races, don't care. Some people I know, many cases, they have ballots that are empty other than the presidential thing. So, you know, let people know how important the down ballot is.
The down ballot is actually what's crucial right now. Yes, the presidency is of major importance, but the down ballot, especially controlling the Senate and Congress as a whole, is what makes or breaks us on a national level in terms of our gun rights. The Senate is who approves judicial appointments, not just for the Supreme Court, but for all federal courts. And that is where we are winning on the gun rights battle on the federal level. It is cases like the Bruin decision. It's cases like Heller. It's cases like McDonald. It's vitally important that we control the Senate so we could approve or deny the appointments, because we saw that with Mitch McConnell when he was the Senate Majority Leader. He flat out blocked Obama's appointments. Merrick Garland, instead of being the Attorney General, could have been a Supreme Court Justice.
I know.
God help us there. And it was a Republican-controlled Senate that blocked that appointment. And on top of that, it was a Republican-controlled Senate that approved Trump's picks and worked with Trump and the Federalist Society to get good judge candidates to be appointed in the first place. And that is of vital importance. So we need a Republican president to get those appointments submitted to the Senate. But more importantly, we need the Senate under Republican control to make sure that we get those appointments put into offices.
That I like the way that you explain that and how important those other offices are contributing overall at the federal level, when a lot of these things are going to make their way into court at some point. And we want to make sure we've got, you know, the conservative minded pro-gun folks there to come up with the, you know, the verdicts, et cetera. Do you think that Trump gets another term, that he is going to be a friend to gun owners?
You know, that's a very interesting question, and I think at this point right now, Trump has realized that he cannot win without gun owners' votes. He has seen what bending knee to the gun controller, to the gun grabbers do. We saw this back in 2018 when he supported red flag laws, when he pushed the bump stock ban via bypassing Congress, mind you, a Republican-controlled Congress. And he has learned very much that, yeah, no matter what, you know, the old stories go, why'd you bite me? Why'd you sting me? Well, I'm a snake. I'm a scorpion. You know that this was coming. And he has now realized that no matter what, kowtowing to gun grabbers does not get him anything. And ultimately, he really hurt a base of the party. And to this day, I talk to gun owners, and gun owners are myths. They feel slighted by that. So gun owners have a long memory. I mean, going back all the way to Clinton, remember, that's how Republicans gained control of the House of Representatives after 40 years of Democratic control, was because gun owners were tired of Democrats screwing them over.
Well, a recent statistic, both, you know, evangelicals and gun owners, where a large percentage of them sit out elections. And I think it's critically important at this juncture to not sit it out. Make sure that you get out there and vote, right?
Very much so. Our founding fathers gave us the power to vote, and if we don't vote, we lose.
Right on. Luis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, always appreciate the time, my friend. Stay safe.
Same here.
All right.